season, just kind of what's stood out to you throughout this season, you know, on the home schedule, and kind of from the standpoint of getting to kind of, I guess, have more interaction with the fan base and whatnot?
Just the passion, which was apparent already. When I got here, you know, Memphis has one of the most passionate fan bases, and I think that's been a driving force also for the whole organization and everybody that works here, whether it's players or staff or front office. And I think it's very important to be in a place where you feel like this matters and the work that you're doing is meaningful and it matters to the people around you. And I've always felt that that's a very important component of the job, and to push you forward, have those outside forces also.
Darren.
Coach, what are your overall thoughts about just the enduring the challenges this season and now reaching the final home game of the year?
Yeah, it's been a challenging season. There have been many phases within that season, starting with the preparation phase, the injuries there, not getting off to the start that we wanted, then kind of being able to stabilize our performance with the period, I think, where Zach played for those 11 games. And then obviously a lot has changed after the trade deadline, and with all those phases, something new has been learned, and you appreciate that maybe more in hindsight. As difficult as, like, I've had some difficult seasons in the past, whether it was in Finland or in Germany or here, and you always look back at those as the best learning experiences, because you really can't escape the fact and you're forced to evolve and do things better, and all of us are very competitive, so that's always been the driving force to get better at what you do. But in the moment, it's never comfortable, but that's also what drives the improvement.
And another question, it's a pretty young group. And so what has impressed you the most about the group's professionalism through this adversity?
Just sticking the course. Talked about early in the season about, you know, it was very important to have a connection also with the fan base and the community, and it generally comes from a few things about playing as a team, playing hard and winning, and we haven't won, so you understand the criticism from people. But I don't think there's been, when you look at our recent games, for example, and whoever steps on the court, you always see that guys are competing and playing for the not for themselves, but for the team. And to do that in this situation is very impressive, regardless of the results.
Anything else?
A lot of times when you kind of reflect on this season, you talk about that stretch where you had Zach Edey. Just curious, what did you kind of gather overall from that stretch that you can kind of apply, you know, I guess in the bigger scheme of things, when you had him available?
Well, I referred to those 11 games because that was essentially the only stretch this season when we had stability. And when you have stability with the players that are available, and now you can build on each game and you can start to build something longer term. And I think what stood out about that phase is we weren't doing anything like special in terms of X's and O's or doing some crazy things that we weren't doing early in the season. It was simple things done well. Everybody had a clear role, and we were able to improve from our identity from game to game and build on the previous ones. Whereas a lot of times in other phases of this season, it's been more like trying to, you know, you have 13 holes and 12 plugs and you're just moving them around and kind of trying to get through this game, and then the next game presents completely different challenges. And that's why I also refer to those different phases. during the season. But like I said, this job is about problem solving, and it gets better the more you have these reels in front of you, and makes everybody better in the long term. There's also been, you know, a lot of positives from that phase.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.